Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, when I hear the word philanthropist, I do think of somebody who gives away a lot of money to charities and didn't realise there actually was much of a difference. But what kind of distinction is there between philanthropic organisations and charities?
Well, there's a huge difference. Charities, even though foundations, philanthropic foundations, are classified legally as charities, they are the ones that give money to what we usually think of as charities, which are organisations that work in the community, you know, giving us services from the cradle to the grave. And in Australia, you and your listeners may not know that there are 600,000 such organisations in Australia, so that's NGOs and charities. Of that 600,000, about 36,000, the tax office deems to be eligible to receive philanthropic money.
Now,
so it's sort of a complicated picture because people, as you say, they go, philanthropists are great people who give money, but most of our philanthropists, in fact, are dead people who set up a philanthropic legacy through, you know, usually a will. And there are trustees who now administer that and distribute that money. So it's a much more complicated story than most people know. And in Australia, we never talk about it.
Well, why is it that you see this as a reason for concern?
Well, I see it as a reason for concern because it's not solely private money. So let's just say you've been fortunate enough to, you know, sell something that, you know, you bought 30 years ago and you make a very large profit on it and you decide you want to set up a foundation, then our government, and I think we approve of this as citizens, our government says, because you want to do something for the common good, we're going to give you very generous tax concessions. So those tax concessions, therefore, don't make that money solely private. That money comes from the public purse, and we account for public money. And we do that usually through elections and, you know, through Senate estimates. Now, this debate about whether foundations are private, and in Australia, certainly they are seen as solely private, the Americans had this debate in the 60s, so that's nearly 50 years ago, and in 1969, the American Congress had this paradigm shift, and they said, look, they're not solely private. When you get money from the public purse, often up to 50 cents, certainly in Australia at least 45 in every dollar, it's not solely private, so you've got to tell us, who are you, what are you doing, we want to know. And the Congress mandated that private foundations must account publicly. Now, that didn't kill philanthropy. All the arguments that are used here that, you know, it'll be the end of it, they'll drown in applications, it's a waste of resources, they were the very same arguments that were used in America. As we know, all that happened in America is that philanthropy continued to flourish.
Because indeed we do see charities and NGOs you've mentioned. These guys do sort of come under sort of standards, regulations, and the like that charities they have to meet. And yet these
that's right. Charities, you know, the Red Crosses, you know, to much smaller organisations people have never heard of. They have to account very, very publicly. They have to be, you know, that's what we demand of them, and that's what they do. But, you know, for some reason, partly because people think there's no philanthropy in Australia, so we don't sort of talk about it. But there is a lot of philanthropy in Australia. I mean, quite how much, as I say in my article, we don't know. I mean, it is extraordinary that in 2016, you know, our Prime Minister or our Parliament or the citizens, we have no idea. We don't even have a simple figure. How many foundations are there in Australia? The answer is we don't know. You can tap a button and you find out all that you want to about American foundations. And it doesn't, in the end, it doesn't stop Bill Gates doing what he wants to do with his money. You know, you can continue to do what you want. And this argument that, you know, we'll be inundated with applications, if you say, look, I'm not taking any applications this year because we're funding the National Gallery and we'll be doing that for the next 3 years, people are not going to apply to you. They don't want to spend hours doing applications that are going to go nowhere. So you need to communicate with the people who, in fact, make this philanthropic money work in the community. Without the recipients, philanthropy is like one hand clapping.
Just putting aside the potential for misuse and these kind of things, I did find another thing quite intriguing you pointed out in the argument for transparency. I guess one of the things that comes to mind when we think of a lot of famous philanthropists is they often have these pet causes they're really personally invested in. Sometimes they're very noble causes, but sometimes you know, they can be worthwhile, but they can be a little bit quirky as well, a little bit sort of narrow-minded at times. There's a disconnect between the lives of the super wealthy and those that they are committing to help, no matter how genuinely that commitment is being made. Would greater transparency actually help them operate more efficiently, get services to the places that they're needed more efficiently?
Well, I believe it does. I believe the only way that philanthropic money can be really, you know, have the impact that philanthropists would want for it is for them to engage with the people who work in the area. How would you know, what needs to be done, even if you think that you do? You know, you need to gather around a table the people who are working in the area and say to them, look, I've got this much money. What do you suggest we might do with it? Because they're the ones that are going to do it. Whereas in Australia, there isn't really that engagement, I would argue. And remember, I mentioned that most of the philanthropists are dead. So a lot of this philanthropy is so hidden, yet these generous dead individuals left this money for the community. The people who operate these organisations usually don't even know this money's there for them to apply to.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time joining us on this morning, having a bit of a chat with us about this one, because, as you say, it is one that is flying under a lot of people's noses.
Well, I'm very pleased to talk to you, and I hope we can sort of start a discussion.
Absolutely.
To get some of this, you know, for people to understand it a little better, and to get this money that's sort of there, to have it more available for the people who need to use it.
Absolutely. Elizabeth, thank you very much. You have a very good day.
Thank you. My pleasure. Bye.